Thank you for making us a part of your day. We are 103.9 WDKX and the Wake Up Club. As we get ready to start here on the show, Kirsten Piper Brown joins us now here on the show talking a little bit about the Gateways Music Festival, gatewaysmusicfestival.org. And the festival will be, you said it's April 18th?
Yes.
April 18th and through the Rochester Coalition, because you guys are going down to New York City, it's till the 20th.
20th, right.
All right, so those days and then through the rest of the time, through the 24th, it'll be in New York City. It's nice to talk to you. Nice to have you in studio.
Nice to be back.
A couple of different things I wanted to get into. This. Steve Harvey just got done talking a little bit about dreams. What's sort of the vision for you and those at the Gateways Music Festival when it comes to music?
Well, our dream and our vision is to really inspire our musicians and our communities through the power of music. And also, I would say visually, seeing a stage full of Black musicians with instruments that are normally you wouldn't see an entire stage of Black folks playing is inspirational.
Yeah.
And just the music making that comes from that. And being that many of our musicians are in mostly white spaces where they are either teaching or performing, for them to come together, and it's like it really is like a homecoming. It's like a HBCU.
Really?
Oh my gosh, it is so much fun. But they get a chance to just be with each other, to laugh, to take away that layer of, you know, being the only one, you know, and be together, and to really, and the music to me sounds better when you can kind of shave off and just slough off all of that other stuff and just be together and all Black folks just making beautiful music.
Well, it's interesting because I will ask about that in a sense that there's so much music that I know sometimes people pigeonhole us for. You know what I mean? You only do this, you only do that, you only do that.
Yeah.
And I think that there is, I was just having this discussion the other day about us doing things that we've never seen done before.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean it has never been done before. There's a rich history of African Americans, Black people that have been in classical music for a very long time.
Absolutely.
And this might be an opportunity for somebody young to go see that for the first time if they're interested.
Absolutely. I always say that for some kids, it's hard for them to see what they can be, or hard for them to see. Wait, did I say that right?
I think
you got to see what you can be sometimes.
Yes, yes.
That's what I meant to
say. It's hard for them to see what they can be, but they can need to see what they can
really,
be.
But it's really, it's the exposure and seeing it done. And just the little Black girls that come up to me after I do a recital or I'm in an opera and, you know, they look at me like I'm a Disney princess because, you know, I'm a real person and I just did this thing and they've never seen a Black woman get up and sing that way. And also, just like you said, this is not new to us. There's since I would say the 16th century, there is at least evidence of paintings of Black folks in the courts in Europe playing classical music in the courts of kings and queens.
Yeah.
Many of our classical music composers like Beethoven wrote for Black people. Many of the instruments that are on these stages have their origins on the continent of Africa. So this is not new, but it's just we've kind of not been represented in it. And so we're just kind of showing that, yes, we do this and all that other stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah. We're at multiple phases. A Gateways Music Festival, gatewaysmusicfestival.org, in town, April 18th through the 20th. And what made you get into sort of classical music? How did you sort of, because, you know, there are different things. There are parents that love it, play it all the time. Mm-hmm. Kids fall into it. That was my mom. Tried to get me to play piano. Didn't really work. wasn't my thing. But I did grow up in appreciation, understanding and listening to Bach. And I saw, you know, all these different sort of classical and listening to different classical songs when I was a kid. But some kids are not into that. Some are. And some are afraid to even say that they are into it. People get into it different ways. Maybe their mom or dad played or something. Like, how did you get in?
I got into it through ballet dance. And my exposure to classical music was really dancing to the music and going to Dance Theater of Harlem. My parents would take me every year to the Kennedy Center. That was like the big Christmas gift. We'd go in December, buy a new dress, go get some crab legs, and go to the Kennedy Center and go see the Dance Theater.
It's so funny. I'm envisioning it right now. Like, yes. As you just described it to me, I'm just like, yes, I remember Kennedy Center. It was a big deal.
A big deal.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, we stacked coins to go get those tickets. And then I always sang in high school, in elementary school. I think I told you my exposure was really through my public school education and having a strong music program in my school. And I did not go to college to be a singer. I went in for ethnomusicology, which is the study of music culture. I wanted to be a professor, but I always sang. I sang in the glee club at my college, and I was able to come back to it because that seed had been planted.
Wow. Kirsten Piper Brown is here talking a little bit about the Gateways Music Festival. I can't mention this enough. GatewaysMusicFestival.org. The festival starts April 18th.
Yes. And even though we do move to New York City for the rest of the festival, April 21st, there is room. There are tickets available. Y'all just, you know, get on the road and come with us.
Well, I mean, hey.
Come on. There's a bus that's going to be parked outside Kodak Hall. Just get on.
Just get on the bus?
Yeah.
Will the bus come back?
It'll come. Well, maybe.
don't leave us stuck down in New York City
there's
now.
There's Amtrak. There's Greyhound.
It'll be all right. Well, while it's here, and if people want to go, yeah. Those are the dates to remember, the 18th through the 20th here in Rochester.
Right.
Going forward. It's funny. So anytime somebody comes in, I always talk about like sort of the background. And I know you went to Spelman, right?
Yes.
Now, did you do any music in Spelman or no?
I did. I was a part of the Spelman College Glee Club. I came into Spelman, you know, my mama was mad about this. She says, you know, it costs a lot of money. She's like, you better pick a major. But I came in undecided. I just knew I wanted to be there, you know, around all the black girl magic. And actually started majoring in anthropology.
Oh, okay.
Which kind of... I was able to kind of pull music in, and I studied a lot of Latin American music and culture, music culture, which is ethnomusicology, is basically music culture. And then I had to pick an instrument to be a minor. I was a music minor, and my instrument was voice. And so I just kind of felt like I was doing like the same thing that the voice majors were doing.
Yeah.
So I just decided I'll go ahead and double major. And I didn't really think I would do a lot in the performance. I just wanted to have, you know, have honed my instrument, and I was just fine with that.
Did you fight it for a while? Did you want to get into this, or was it sort of like one of those sort of like, all right, I thought about doing something else. I don't want to really go back into music, or I'm not quite sure. Was there any hesitation on your part?
Yes. I mean, I did. I mean, I liked having the musical background. Mm-hmm. I went straight to National Public Radio, where I worked as a writer on the editorial staff for a classical music show after college. And I was cool with that. I went, applied for graduate school in voice as a dare, because
a dare? Wait a minute, somebody dared you to do it?
I dared myself. Oh. I dare myself to do all the hard things. Like, or if somebody tells me I can't do something, then I'll go and prove them wrong that I can do it.
Oh, tell me. You dared yourself to do this,
and if somebody to be an opera singer, yes,
and somebody challenges you, you have to accept the challenge.
Almost always.
Oh, I see why Memory Lane likes you. That sounds like Audrey.
Can I chime in?
Yeah, go ahead, Ray. Go ahead.
I appreciate you, Kristen. I really do appreciate you saying that, because that is something that I had to learn to do myself.
See, uh-huh.
Dare myself to be bigger.
Right.
Dare myself to dream bigger. Because when you dare yourself, even though it's scary,
yeah,
you accomplish something that you thought in your mind, you limited yourself.
Exactly.
So yeah. You push yourself beyond the limits. And I thank you for saying that, because a lot of people need to hear that. It doesn't matter what age you are.
Exactly.
Dare yourself to be better. Dare yourself to be unique. Dare yourself to be beautiful. So really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
And thank you, Ray. So it wasn't like anyone else pressuring me, because I think that's a different thing when somebody pressures you and be like, oh, you're not going to do this, you can't. But at the same time, that also still motivates me. But I wanted to do something hard. Like, I've always wanted to do hard things. Like, I get some kind of like thrill out of doing very hard things. And I thought, you know, being an opera singer is not an easy thing. And so I just kind of decided to dare myself to do it. And I had the background, and then I applied to a couple of schools, and they accepted me. And guess what? I deferred. University of Michigan, Northwestern. I was like, all right, cool. I just wanted to know I could do it. And I went back to my job.
So let me get this. Kirsten Piper Brown is here. I got to mention GatewaysMusicFestival.org, April 18th through the 20th. I'm going to plug this as much as I can.
Yes.
So let me get this straight. You went through the challenge,
yeah,
accepted the challenge, mm-hmm, defeated the challenge. They want you.
And I was like, I'm good. I went back to my 9-to-5.
See, this is what you get when you dare yourself. This
right.
is literally what you make the just you. It's your choice. You do what you want to do.
Right. I was riding high. I was like, yeah, the next couple of months, I walked down the street, you know, down U Street to my job. Like, what?
Guess what happened today? Guess who wants
me? Guess who I said no to? But I had a very dear friend who kind of pushed me and said, you know what? You should really try it. Mm-hmm. You know, and mm-hmm. even people at my job at National Public Radio were like, you know, we'll still be here, but we think you're talented. Go, you know, spend all that money at the grad school. Quit your job.
Watch me. I'll show you. I'll show you. Come back with this diploma. Say bang. You're done. Listen, I think it's interesting. April 18th through the 20th. The only reason we have this conversation, and I'm so happy you're here, is to encourage someone who's listening that knows somebody that they're going to see on Easter Sunday. And they got they whatever suit on or whatever the dress on. And you know they play it. My daughter plays saxophone right now. Mm-hmm. Your son plays what? Say trumpet. They're into it. Talk to them about it. Mm-hmm. Talk to the people that are around you that, you know, will maybe not even so much make fun of you for liking classical music. This is a chance for you to encourage them to be a part of something coming next in the next couple of days. You know what I mean? It's a great opportunity to be a part of something in the next couple of days that they might be interested in.
Right. And can I just say something? Like, I challenge, like, some of my young folks. Like, if you like somebody, you like that girl, you like that guy, mm-hmm. whoever, bring them to the concert on Wednesday night. Like, that's classy. That's a move right there. If I was 16 and dude was like, hey, you want to come with me to Kodak Hall, see Gateway's All Black Orchestra? Yeah. You know, that would be, oh my gosh, suave.
That is a hell of a line. Now, listen.
And it's free for kids. Like, you get them free date.
There it is. No. It's a great idea. I mean, that's a staple in it. Now, you got to know who really like classical.
Right, but you don't. That's another thing. Who knows if you like it or not if you don't experience it? And
that could go very well.
I mean, for the kids all get in free. Yeah. So just bring them. And that's you can good. Leave. If you have to leave and they don't like it, you didn't invest anything. At least they tried it.
Yeah, that's interesting. GatewaysMusicFestival.org. GatewaysMusicFestival.org, April 18th through the 20th here in Rochester, mm-hmm. through the 24th down in New York City.
Exactly.
So for those that are listening online and you're in New York City, you're like, this sounds good. Sounds like something I want to be a part of. Find out the New York City dates, mm-hmm. and make that place sell out.
Right. So be actually, a part Carnegie of Hall is already sold out.
Oh, too late. Sorry.
But there are many community concerts in and around Manhattan that are still open and available.
Yeah. That's good. You should do an inspirational speaking tour. You should do one.
Should I?
No, because I think you're honest about stuff. Like so many people are guarded when they get in here. The off-air conversation was very much funnier than.
Sorry, did I lose some of my?
No. I wish I had it on air. That's what I thought. WDKX, the Wake Up Club. Thank you for making this a part of your day. Text messages. The mouse is all over there, so I can't get that line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. It's not your fault.
I got you. I got you.
Nothing like live radio. Gotta love that. Let's gotta pick up this line right here because I already know who this is. WDKX, love.
I told you you'd like her.
He's there.
I must do something. I told you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll put that on hold.
You didn't do nothing.
WDKX, the Wake Up Club. Thank you for tuning in this one. I had a feeling that was Andre. Yeah. All right. Well, I just screwed up. Guess what? Nothing like live
we'll
radio.
Come back.
I know. We'll come back to the studio, Tariq. You gotta figure out how to run this thing. WDKX, the Wake Up Club. So for folks that want to find out more, GatewaysMusicFestival.org.
Yes.
GatewaysMusicFestival.org. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you being very honest and being on the show. You have time for a podcast? Or can we turn this into a podcast so we put it up? People can listen about it?
Sure.
Oh, look at that. It's all good. WDKX, the Waker Club. Thank you for tuning in this morning at WDKX. Good morning.